What is up? What's happening? This here is the Hoffman Show. We are on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn, as well as on YouTube at the Team 980. I am back in the actual studio where Anthony Haney is over there talking to AMAC, which is fine. Y'all can... Hey, AMAC! You get to go home now, which is exciting for you. No, not yet? You got like another hour. Oh. Well, at least you don't have to sit in the room with no air conditioning. You get out there in the air conditioning. Yeah, that's what I want for you. I will say, the folks in charge did a good job of making it it's not terrible in here. It's definitely a little steamy. A little hot. A little uncomfortable.
I hear your fan, Craig.
I was about to say, I feel like the biggest thing that's annoying me is I can hear this fan right now.
I'm joking. I can't hear it.
Oh, really?
I definitely hear it down there.
Maybe it's just in my headphones, but you're telling me the audio. YouTube audience that can just comment directly, y'all tell me if you can hear the fan. If so, we'll try to move it farther away from the microphone. But here's what we're going to do. Anthony, you were not here on Friday, but we kind of treated Friday like a game Friday. Like, there was a game on Sunday. Of course, the game was Friday, which means there's been some stuff that's happened since then. There's been some roster moves. There's been a couple of practices. So we're going to treat today like a day after game Monday. Just there's going to be more information because there's been a couple of days. And for those that don't remember, this is what we do the Monday after the Commanders play football.
It's time to get the breakdown started. One, two, three, three. First up, 10 observations.
Mr. Gizai and just boom, put him right on the ground.
It's first and 10.
All right, so that wasn't good. We don't love that. We don't love when the Commanders look. We know that it was the third stringers and the second stringers versus New England's first stringers, and it actually was worse than that. Do and take command this morning with Logan. Logan was like, and they game planned. So, filthy Patriots, dishonorable Mike Vrabel, out there game planning. You practice against the team, you go back, you game plan off the practice, and then you beat the ever-living tar off of them. So that wasn't great. But we can't just dismiss it as, hey, it was a mismatch of schematics and personnel. The Commanders certainly have to own some of their responsibility for an absolute thrashing Friday night in New England, which is exactly what Dan Quinn did after the game when he said this.
Yeah, we have a process. So we like to, after the game, discuss it all. We call it Tell the Truth Monday. And it's a time not to place blame, but to show the examples of what went right, what didn't, what needs addressing, how do we work on that. And then lastly, and probably most important, like, what's the action you're going to put behind it? To say, if this happened, or this technique, or this false start, or this penalty, acknowledging it is one thing. But then, like, now here's the individual plan to say, this can't repeat the mistake. And that's process that I like to put together with them. And knowing, hey, this is style, identity. We have to have that part right first, above all. Penalties and, you know, field position and, you know, not getting enough takeaways, being minus, like, those are all things that contribute, you know, to why we didn't win. But above all else, I want to make sure our play style is right. The running, the hitting, the physicality, like, that's above everything.
And that's the part that caused some major changes today. That's the part that just absolutely did not sit well with him over the last couple of days, nor should it, is the lack of finish, I think, across the roster was the thing that was troubling. And some of it, like, if Tyler Owens comes downhill and, like, knocks somebody, but he doesn't finish the tackle. There's a percentage of that I'm willing to, and I'm sure they are willing to, excuse and just say, it's preseason, we haven't tackled, we work on tackling, we'll continue to work on tackling, but that's your first time doing it live. Thank God for the preseason. We know Tyler Owens, who has been a sure tackler for us last season, on special teams, you were in the right place. Let's make sure you finish it. Make sure the angle's right, but you got there. You just need to finish the tackle. There's some other things that were like Michael Gallup doesn't finish a few routes. There is some other Carlin Vigors and the lack of tackling there. There's some other things where I'm sure if I got deep into the film and I could find blocks that didn't get finished. Like the lack of that signature intensity I think, is the thing that probably bothers Quinn the most. And that is a real problem moving forward. But also, 30 guys didn't play. And I do think, to the extent that this team needed one, there is a wake-up call element where it's just like, yeah, we were awesome last year. We went to the NFC Championship game. We were on a roll down the stretch. Oh, when we get cut, we still bleed. And in case anyone thought that that burgundy and gold jersey was some kind of just cape that gave you superpowers that made you invincible, then that was bashed and banished from the opening kickoff, quite literally. And in a way, that's a good thing to happen in the preseason versus it happening week one.
Number two,
I do think before we leave, you know, the preseason game behind, like a lot of stuff we're going to talk about also kind of pitches forward. But specific to the preseason game, I was stunned across the league, and we'll talk about this more at 5:30, how many starters played. There does seem to be a swing back towards starters playing more. And I do think that there is an argument to be made that maybe that is a valid piece of criticism. However, I still am good with what Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, to the extent that the front office is involved, whoever made the decision to not play starters, I'm fine with it. Number one, Jaden, I mean, I guess we saw with the CeeDee Lamb getting run over on the sideline. Like, I guess if you're not playing, you're not totally immune. But a lot less chance that Jaden Daniels is going to get hurt standing on the sideline than in the game. He goes down, the whole season's over. It feels like it's over. So let's not do that. Two, if you look at the upside, you want to get timing and rhythm and all of those things. Well, Terry McLaurin has an ankle injury / contract injury. Noah Brown is battling through whatever he's battling through. You have a couple guys banged up on the offensive line. So how much of your starters are really playing anyway based off of health? And at that point, what's the point? Like, the reward has gone down. The risk has gone up. That's the opposite of what you want. So let's not even bother in the first place. Defensively, if you wanted to say, like, yeah, they should have played some more guys, that I would hear. Let's get Kinlaw and some of those guys some reps. Fine. Bobby Wagner, like, he's played a zillion snaps of NFL football. I don't know that he needs to play. You're already thin at linebacker anyway. I'm fine with what they did. I like that Connor Lee played. I like that Amos played. They got the rookies out there. They got some other guys, some mega, mega snaps. Guys like Kane Medrano. Love that. But at the end of the day, if you want to question whether the starters should play more, that's fine. I ultimately come down with the answer of no, they did the smart thing.
Number three.
That included, by the way, special teams. And we'll get into some of the other stuff in a second. But the last big point that we start our first and 10 with before we hit a couple of quick hitters coming up in the next segment. That was a nightmare on special teams. And like, if I am the special teams coordinator, Larry Izzo, I am fuming the entire plane ride back. Like, I'm upset with the way my team performed. I'm a little bit scared of what my head coach is going to say to me. And that's not good. However, these ultimately are still football plays. Like, kickoff returns, especially now, are more like a running play than they ever have been before. And experience matters. And on that kickoff return for the initial one that went for the touchdown, obviously Gibson had the big one later. Like, there's no Revo, there's no Ballore. Like, Colson Yankoff, who is one of your core special teamers, is probably in a decent position to make a play, and then he gets held in the hole, and it's like, hey, that touchdown, like, nice for Travion Henderson. He seems to be real good at football. Love that for the Patriots. Congratulations, New England. You seem to have done well with that draft pick on a talent perspective, but it should have been a hold, and New England should have taken it over at the 20-yard line, because Colson Yankoff goes to disengage from the block, and you just see the 41 on his jersey get stretched into a different number. So I don't want to, like, it's not good. You would hope that one guy getting held isn't the whole deal, that Noah can close that down a little bit more, although he gets, because Yankoff is held, gets put in an impossible spot. Medrano gets a little bit out of his way, or out of the way in a way that, like, if that's Jeremy Reeves, he wouldn't. So, like, it's just a different deal on special teams, and it definitely hurt them. On the kicking front, but at the end of the day, like, it's not a five-alarm fire like it would be if that happened to the starters. Next, you have the kicking situation on special teams, which is also not a five-alarm fire. Matt Gay has been around a long time. They signed him to a big deal for a kicker for a reason. And if he continues to stink, it's not so big that you can't move on, and they have the cap space to do it. So it's not worth it now to bring in competition, because you can bring in competition for a day and then be like, we're making the switch, and there's no scheme to learn. Like, kick it right, kick it center, kick it left on kickoff, and then kick the ball through the uprights on field goal. Got it? Cool. Yes, there's some timing that would need to be figured out with the snapper, Tyler Ott, Tress Way, and the kicker. So, like, it's not like it's plug-and-play with 100% efficacy, but it is as close to plug-and-play as you get in professional football. So, with that, just because they are not bringing in a kicker right now doesn't mean that they couldn't later. But I think the way I would describe the kicking situation is something to monitor, not something to freak out about. When we get back, the back half of our pick, or sorry, not our pick six, our first and 10, including why Sam Hartman's day definitely wasn't good, but it certainly wasn't as bad as it looked on Friday night. I'll tell you why and more next on the Team 980.